A Sudanese rebel leader has turned himself in to the International Criminal Court to face war crime charges today for an attack that killed 12 African Union peacekeepers in Darfur in September 2007. Bar Idris Abu Garda is one of three suspects in the case, the only case prosecutors have launched against rebels in Sudan's Darfur conflict area. The head of campaigns at the Aegis Trust, Nick Donovan, spoke with Kelsey Brennan-Wessels about the significance of this trial.
What they're hoping is that this individual is arrested and eventually goes to trial, that what it will show is that the rule of law will be extended into Sudan and into Darfur, and that relates not only to the attacks on the peacekeepers and aid workers, some of which were carried out by the rebel groups, of which this individual was a leader, but also by the government and their allies in the Janjaweed militia, who also are alleged to have committed large-scale crimes against humanity.
What is the current situation for the civilians, and are the refugees still getting the necessary assistance?
It's clearly a serious problem. The 13 aid agencies which were expelled were a significant proportion of the aid which was provided to the people in the camps. We're just about to go into the rainy season, so it will make some areas more difficult to reach and inhabit. But the situation on the ground isn't an emergency yet, but may become so.